Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of China, man. This is the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Foreign Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that each of the rappers are coming to get them put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we beat, we brought up, bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Tupac and B, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta crow. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
like a rabbit,
bitch, we coming at the song. I see you feeding for the show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is episode 493 of the Murder Master Music Show, bringing back another legend, you know what I'm saying, who's been on the show many times before, Al Capone, a.k.a. Al Capizzi.
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm just blessed to be here, Al. You know, it's 1998. I came over to Murder Talk 20 years ago, man. You was already there. Man, I missed that fucking publication, man. I want to talk about that publication for a minute first before we get into that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love Murder Talk.
What were some of your earliest and fondest memories of Murder Dog magazine?
Oh, man. So many memories. Man, it's hard to pinpoint because, you know, I used to go on a lot of the trips to different places. So that was like, those memories was like really, really cool. New Orleans in particular is one that stand out from like all of the different places that we did go. New Orleans was like super cool. It was right when No Limit was on fire. And, you know, we got a chance to go and interview most of the No Limit artists. Then we got a chance to go interview Cash Money. They were on the rise at the time. And then I met like a lot of the other people, like Tim Smooth, rest in peace. You know, this New Orleans still stands out when I think about New Orleans. Well, I mean, when I think about Murder Dog, that's one of the places that stands. That's one of the things that stand out to me. And outside of that, it was cool just to be able to, you know, review the records and stuff, because anytime I review a record, I guess because I'm a fan of hip hop, I was never the type of person that will review a record biasly, because I was a fan of hip hop. You know, some people are a fan of certain parts of hip hop. Some people only are a fan of the South, or only a fan of the West, or only a fan of the East. So when you get people like that to review records that they're not a fan of, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to give it a good review. And it's not fair to the people that do like those type of records. So, for the most part, I was pretty open to hip hop as a whole. So it was kind of cool to be able to review records from an open minded point of view of hip hop.
Yeah, and we were getting music from all over the world. I'm glad you touched on that. You know, there were specific times in Murder Dog where there was a few biased reviewers where, you know, if there was an East Coast artist that was coming out there, they were going hard on him. I don't know if you remember some of the reviews, but they were really going hard on him, you know. And
Yeah.
Man, definitely, you got to love music from everywhere, man. You know, and you love not only hip hop, you love all different kinds of music. When did your, love for music begin?
From what my mom and my grandma would tell me, it started way before I remember. Because they used to tell me how I used to sing like certain songs as a infant. Well, not a baby, but you know, maybe 1 or 2 years old. I don't know, somewhere around there. It's, I don't remember it. They remember it, and they say I used to sing these songs. They used to come on the radio and perform them and stuff like that. So I think I just. It was a natural thing for me to just gravitate toward music. It was just, I don't know, God-given love.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And the beautiful thing is here you are, you know what I'm saying, 2018, just a couple days from now, you're getting ready to drop Sinister Funk Resurrected. I see it's going to be on live mixtapes. Is this a mixtape or an album?
It's a mix. Well, to be honest with you, you know, they call mixtapes. Most mixtapes are albums because most of the records are all original records. So, you know, it's really an album. But, you know, I guess just calling it a mixtape because that's what they call it. But it's all original music.
What's that, Al? I'm sorry.
And I said it's all original music.
Man, everybody. I mean, there's no reason not to get this, man. This is is this like you said? It's tracks that do they go back in time, or is it like all new stuff, or a mixture?
It's a mixture of a lot of stuff that I hadn't released. Now, I was kind of at one point I was working on, and I still am working on a lot of live music. Type of songs. Sound like New Jewelry is more live, soulful feel. So I had been working on those type of records and bluesy type of records and, you know, just kind of doing stuff on that level. But I always would record like the underground Memphis sound and type of records, but I never released them. And at some point I decided, you know what, the truth of the matter is a lot of overseas fans had been asking me about putting out some music with the old, you know what I'm saying, the old Memphis feel. So, and the crazy part is I had them. So I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna put it in there and see what happens.
Man, so we can expect some stuff from the Vault box. Man, Al Capone's Vault, man. Geraldo knew it was out there somewhere. He knew it was out there.
Exactly.
But no, we got some music. We got some music from the Vault, man. That's dope because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of artists that we interview and we come across, you know, they keep a lot of that music, man, and it never, ever sees the light of day. Like, we found out from somebody that there's, like, a briefcase full of, like, Eazy-E A-Dance that was never released. And, you know, it's out there somewhere. Yeah, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? We heard some of this stuff. But, that's wild, man, that, you know what I'm saying, this project here is 2018 and you know, you're bringing it out now, you know what I'm saying? What about, like, as far as your shows? I know you're touring like crazy. You're going everywhere doing shows. You know what I'm saying? Where are you at right now? You got any shows coming up?
Yeah. I'm actually in North Carolina right now. Let me look, man. Goddamn. I should have had this ready. Yeah, so I'm in North Carolina now. I'll be in Virginia. Well, we'll be Virginia on the day the mixtape release.
So this Saturday, you'll be in Virginia.
Huh?
Oh, that's what's up. This Saturday.
And then I'm going to South Carolina, and then we got several dates in Florida coming up. So we're just kind of moving the groove.
Hell yeah. Here's my co-host, Mac J, on the line. What's up, Mac J?
Yeah, what's up with the prayers? What's up with the Al?
Mac J, what's poppin', man?
Man, it's all good, man. I want to ask you, y'all still doing the Meet Me by the River and all that too? Is that's the tour you on now? Y'all still
take
doing that?
Take me to the river, yeah. Take me to the river. Back to what we're doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be watching you on the gram and all that shit. I see y'all popping in the shit still.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah. Well, Memphis, you know what I'm saying, is a rich culture for music. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're part of it, obviously. You know, where do you see it in 2018? You know, I'm really hoping Gangsta Pat comes back again. I'm hoping a lot
of guys
start music. You're kicking it off, I'm seeing right now. Do you see any other
cats
coming out? Doing any
I do, actually. There's quite a few other cats that's working on stuff. You know, I've been talking to them and, you know, seeing what they got. So, yeah, I think you're going to see several of the OGs dropping music this year.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. I know they're doing
it really
representing
the Memphis sound.
You know what I'm saying? It's good to see these cities doing it, you know what I'm saying, like this, because, you know, right now, you know, it's not even, you know, in the mainstream, it's not about talent at all. It's more about the look of the artist and the gimmick and the trend, you know what I'm saying? So it's good to see, you know, the vets coming out again, man, dropping music and collaborating and stuff. Are you going to, you've collabed with people like Mr. Ski and all kinds of guys. Are you going to do any more collaboration albums in the future?
Definitely, definitely. Like this mixtape, I wanted to do all just a straight solo mixtape, but I'm coming right back after this mixtape, and I'm gonna have several features from several different people. So y'all just be on the lookout. I can say the name, but then I don't want to say them just yet until we got everything locked in. But several guys that you all are gonna be like, damn, that's dope. That was dope. That was dope that they came back and made that happen. But it's gonna be some good stuff.
Hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I want to stress the fact that we are repping, you know, saying the Memphis sound. It's just like if a lot of guys, OGs in Houston, was to start doing. Not saying that they ain't doing it, but if they do the music and really represent that Houston, the Texas sound, I think that's what kind of went wrong, in my opinion, with a lot of hip-hop today is you don't even know. Everything sounds like everybody sounds like everybody. Everybody. Nobody has an identity.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
And that's what's wrong. You know, there's no identity. We used to have an identity and was proud of the identity, whereas now, you know, there's no identity. Everybody sound the same. Everybody doing the same style.
You ain't never lied.
Everybody sound the same. You don't know where they from, who they with, and then just the whole way they put it out there too. You don't know where they from either. Like you used to tell the East Coast cats, the West Coast cats, or the Memphis cats, or the Houston cats, the Oakland cats. You really can't tell now.
Nah, you can't tell.
Unless they saying where they from.
Yep, you're so right. You're so right. So, yeah, we're trying to get back to the identity right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you can tell by some of the records I sent you.
Yeah, we just played One With God, which was a real, real dope record. Let's go to Drankiac, man. Why don't you intro this one for us, yeah?
Check this joint out, man. I call it Drank a Yak with 8-Ball on the vocal, on the hook. Dope shit, man. Check it out. Drank a Yak, Memphis pimping at his finest.
Drank a Yak. Drank a Yak. Drank a Yak. This classic Memphis pimping, man. Shout out to my homies, 8-Ball and MJD. Hold on.
Drank a Yak. Drank a Yak.
Yeah, it's Dr. Phone, Apple. Hold on. Drinking on
on a fifth of yak. About to break a bitch's back. Smoking hocus pocus, busted open. Oh, did I do that? Straight from Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, you can check my pedigree. I do this shit to death and will not stop to no more energy. Call me Mr. Acapi. Watch her break down to her knees. Bow down, bless his sipping. Yeah, I love when she do dirty feet. Breaking down another tree. You prefer tobacco leaf. Give me THC, yeah, I can do it. I can nicotine. Always deal with pimping, man. Please don't fuck with pimping, man. From the streets of Memphis, every hood is where you keep the gang. Bumping on a funky track. Shit, we used to say way back. Throwback ball and G, yeah, I'm gonna drink a yak and smoke a sack. Drinking on a fifth of hen, trick on straight from Memphis 10. Throw back ball and G, oh yeah, I had to do this shit again.
Twerk the yak, twerk the yak, twerk, twerk, twerk the yak, twerk the yak, twerk, twerk.
Drinking on a fifth of hen, trick on straight from Memphis 10. Throw back ball and G, oh yeah, I had to do this shit again. Guess you tricked but never know. On another level, ho. What's stuck in a dropper every day? Can't wear the belt or flow. Streets is getting ugly, man. Watch your front back and your side. Riding down the street, minding your business. That's who ain't alive. Police killing niggas, man. Niggas murking popo too. They say do one to others as you want them to do one to you. Guess we going backwards, man. Biscuits with Jack Macros, man. Bring you back to focus so you know that I'm a factor, man.
In and out and so I
please. I'm cooler than an autumn breeze. But don't go shake the hornets, that's a take you like a horde of bees. Reppin' for my Memphians and overseas and back again. Pull another sit, I just get back up on a fifth of hen.
Twerk the yak, twerk the yak, twerk, twerk, twerk the yak, twerk the yak.
Drinking on a fifth of hen, trick on straight from Memphis 10. Throw back ball and G, oh yeah, I had to do this shit again.
Twerk the yak, twerk the yak, twerk, twerk, twerk the yak, twerk the yak.
Drinking on a fifth of hen, trick on straight from Memphis 10. Throw back ball and G, oh yeah, I had to do this shit again.
What's dope about this is, you know, you never abandoned your sound. You know, even if you you always kept it true and original to your core. Man, that's dope.
That's my shit.
Real talk.
Hell yeah, I was thinking the same thing you were saying, Prez. Like, you get that feel again when y'all stick to the script, man. And that's what people want. You don't always have to try to change because people say it's the new thing and this and that. That shit still sound just as good as when y'all was dropping back in 92, man. You know what I'm saying? I love that type of shit.
Right, I dig that, man. I'm glad you dig it.
Hell yeah, man.
That shit nice.
Dude, we got the homie Lord Sinister from France. He's got a question. I know he's got some of your music in his collection, that's for sure. What's up, Sin?
Yeah, what's up, Scaface? What's up, Scott?
What's up, Mac J?
Yeah, it's the 6th. We interview with Jean-Pierre Labarthe, remember?
Oh, okay, okay.
You. Yeah, it's us. Yes, sir.
What's happening out there in France land?
Oh, it's all right. It's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the impact of lyrical drive-by in Memphis and on rappers? Because I know they be influenced a lot by this track. Even DJ Paul put it in his tape, in his earlier tapes, and he asked you to put it if he can put it in his tape. And also about the six-track Sinister Funk, because it was one of the first demo shoot track. And I congratulate you because it was my name, Celeste Sound. Can you tell us about these two tracks?
Okay. Hold on. Let me put my earpiece in so I can hear you better. So you said, tell you about the two tracks that you heard so far?
Lyrical Drive-By first, because the impact of Memphis in Memphis.
Okay, Lyrical Drive-By, man. Boy, that one came. That's the song that really put me on the map, and it kind of, you know, it's one of those situations where, and I'm pretty sure anybody that have the first song that they whole city playing, you never expect it, number one. You know, even though you want it, you don't expect it. And that's what happened with Lyrical Drive-By. It just it blew up before I could keep – I couldn't even keep up with it. And it was that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? The whole fucking city. But then it started spreading to other areas, and, you know, it was just one of those joints. I remember writing that song, and I remember getting with my homie SMK, and I pretty much told him, man, I want to sample that DOC beat, the Funky Enough, man, but I want to slow it down and, you know, give it a more slower gangster walking feel. And, you know, when he came over the track, I'm like, hell yeah. Then we had a little siren sound in it, and you know what I'm saying? I wrote the song, and I totally didn't expect it to pop off like that, but it popped the fuck off, you know what I'm saying? And I say one other thing about that. I used to perform that song at this club we had called Studio G. That's where all the rappers in Memphis, when you first trying to start out and everything, it was a club called Studio G. Three
I remember Studio G.
We all built our name up there. So before Lyrical Drive-By fully popped off, I used to perform it at their club, and I used to perform like almost like a rocker slash whatever you want to call it. And I think it kind of translated to the crowd, and then the DJ started playing it when I wasn't even there. And at some point, it caught fire. So that's Lyrical Drive-By, man. You know, that's always gonna be that my first love. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. And Beale Street used to be so crunk back then too, though. Motherfuckers don't even know if they wasn't there. They don't know.
It was super crunk then, but it's still crunk now.
Yeah, I miss them days.
What was the other song?
He
said two songs.
Yeah, what was the other song? It was Sinister Funk also. It was us, yes.
You inspired his name. Now that's where he got his name from, Lord Sinister. He spells it like that.
Yeah.
Straight on. Wow, that's pretty cool, man. I'm glad that's dope to know. That's dope to know. So you saying where did Sinister Funk come from?
Yeah, it was one of the first Devil Shit track, in fact, the first dark, very dark side, you know, with the psycho influence in this track and all that.
Yeah, well, actually, that wasn't my first dark, wicked track. I had did several tracks before that one, but the reason why I even did the Sinister Funk album is because I'd had people that loved the dark side sound. And then I had people that loved the more the soulful sound. So that was the whole point of Sinister Funk. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a record that showcases the best of both of these, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how it came about. And the song Sinister Funk, you know what I'm saying, I just was like, I'm going to keep it dark, you know what I'm saying? And I worked with my homie Degree on that song, and it came out tight as fuck.
Yeah. And also, can you tell us about the DJs at OTS Records with Reginald Boylan, when at the time 8-Ball MJG were called DOA, or you got Gangsta Pat Sims as LL Cool G at this time, or you got DJ Squeaky, Petty Johnny, we call it Get Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about this time in OTS? It's legendary in Memphis.
Man, OTS, I'm going to tell you, dude. That was a very rare time in Memphis where rappers didn't beef with each other. We actually, all of us kind of recorded in the same studio at OTS. It was from me to Pretty Tony to A-Ball and JG to Gangsta Pat to, you know what I'm saying, Squeaky to Psycho to, I mean, anybody you can think of the name at that time, DJ Zerk. And it wasn't about, we was not about no beef. It was more of friendly competition. Whereas, like, I would go in there and I would record a song, And ball them, man, you know, they'll hear me on song, like, man, check this shit out. And they'll hear me like, damn, that shit hard. You know what I'm saying? And they like, shit, man, we got to come harder than that, that last song Al did. So they'll come and record a song. We'd be like, damn, that shit hard as a motherfucker. So we was like, we was, in a lot of ways, we would help boosting each other up because we was fans of each other's music. But then at the same time, we was like, man, I can't let him outshine me. So we trying to up each other. But in the process, we were making dope ass shit. But it wasn't no beef. You know what I'm saying? It was back then. It was cool, man. It was friendly competition. Then, you know, some years later, the beef came into the picture. And in my opinion, a lot of things about Memphis hip hop was never the same as far as Memphis, a level of Memphis unity. You know, you have certain people that will break out and do major things, but it was never, you know, whereas it was a collective of this is all Memphis people. It went, I think somewhere it got lost, and that's why to this day a lot of folks be like, man, folks don't give Memphis they props. But in my opinion, I feel like we kind of fucked it up with the beef and shit. We kind of fucked it up with the beef and shit. But the OTS days, it was pre-beef days. And it was a great look for the city, and it was a great look for all the artists that we worked together. And, you know what I'm saying, that was a good time. That was another thing I could say for being in hip-hop and being a part of a Memphis music scene that was always unique. I always cherish the days of being at OTS and everything that Resident of Boylan did for all the artists. It's nothing else giving us a place to, you know, get our ideas out, get our thoughts out. And it worked out.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy because before you're doing hip-hop, you have a blues hip-hop, a blues soul group. So Jam Incorporated, and with a drummer of Free Jams,
then a race. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up, man.
You was at Bellevue.
Did you just say Jam Incorporated?
Yes, sir. It was your soul group.
Damn.
Soul blues.
Damn. Now I feel like Nawar is interviewing me right now.
The French Narwhal, it is.
Man, that man brought up Jam Incorporated. Dude, that was my first fucking group in junior high.
In Bellevue.
At Bellevue. I was going to Bellevue. Exactly. Well, it wasn't my first group, but it was like one of the first groups where we was out actually doing shows and shit. But God damn. That man brought up Jam Incorporated when I was going to Bellevue. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a little raised with that piece.
Yeah, he knows.
You know who he is, Al? That's the French J-Dog, I'm telling you. This guy knows all about hip-hop, just like how J-Dog does. He's the French J-Dog.
Damn, he fucked me up with that one. You got me.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Shin.
Yeah, so it's not...
We got another caller on the line. This is the homie from Jackson, not too far from you, Al. This is Exit Only.
Okay.
You might remember Murder Dog Days. He was featured in there. We featured a lot of Jackson, Mississippi art.
What's up, Exit? Oh, man, it's all good. I met you through Charlie back here. I used to be that cat that used to be with Charlie Braxton all the time.
Yeah,
What's going on with you, man?
Everything good, man. This, you know what I'm saying? Out here. Getting ready to, well, I ain't doing a show tonight, but I'm doing a show tomorrow night. And as you know, dropping this mixtape Friday.
Man, I'm telling you, you're an inspiration for us. That's kind of why I'm still in the game to keep pushing. First of all, there's
right,
only a few of them out here actually doing it right. And to hear that you steady pushing and steady working, man, that's, I can't stop. You know what I'm saying? Why should I stop?
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
You just said a mouthful. Why should you?
Exactly. Why should I stop? So, bro, keep doing what you're doing, man.
It's better if you still feel it.
Oh, man, I still can do it. You know what I'm saying? Why stop doing something you still can do so well? Don't nobody exactly. do what you do, Al, but you. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking, I don't care what song it is, even the stuff that was wrote for Hustle and Flow. I know you when I hear you.
Yeah, yeah, appreciate that, man.
You know what I'm saying? You stayed original, you stayed doing you, and you're still doing you. Bro, keep it going. You know what I'm saying? You already know that.
Thank you, sir.
You know that.
All right, thank you. Thank you, sir, man. I think I need to be making my way back to Jackson, you know what I'm saying, real soon. I ain't been out there in a minute.
Man, friends them know how to catch up with me. You make your way towards the city, man, you know I'm here. So I got
it. Done.
All you got to do is just let me know ahead of time. And like I said, they know how to catch up with me.
Done deal, man. Say no more.
All day, fam.
Appreciate the love, too, man.
Man, that's forever.
Yeah.
And I don't think I had to tell you this, but be sure to get the mixtape Friday.
No, you ain't got to tell me.
Resurrect.
That goes into the collection, man. You ain't got to tell me. This Jackson. You already know we're about it. I'm just glad, I'm glad to know you finna steady drop another one, man. That's inspiration to keep pushing to know that, you know what I'm saying, the legendary Al Capone sitting there saying, fuck this, I'm not leaving the game. So I'm not. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hold it down for the real and keep this shit going.
Please do. Please do.
We got to. We all we got to.
Ain't no more, man. Ain't no more. Much love for that.
That's what's
ain't
up. No more love, shout out to everybody in Jackson, man. Jackson and Memphis, you know what I'm saying? You guys are both very talented cities, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's good to see artists still thriving in both areas here in 2018. You know, because you both got history. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Did you do a lot of like shows and stuff in the Jackson area, Al?
Especially like in the beginning, like when I was first trying to, you know, spread my name out more. Jackson, Mississippi was like one of the first places I used to go to.
Wow.
Yeah. You said, Charlie Braxton, man. You know Charlie.
Yeah, that's the homie. Oh, yeah.
Man, real dude, man. Real dude, man. I ain't got nothing but love him.
Yeah, he's one of the dudes that, you know what I'm saying, helps showcase a lot of the talent from the 90s. You know what I'm saying? And he's definitely a huge contributor to that. So shout out to Charlie.
Yeah.
And good people right there. Sinister Funk Resurrected, are you going to, I know it's a live mixtape, see what I'm saying, for the digital heads. Are you going to do any physical copies for us old heads?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. Quite a few people asked me about that. And I think I might press up a limited edition and, you know what I'm saying, take some pre-orders and see, just to see how many I need to press up, because I kind of don't know. Like, if I don't want to press too many up, because I don't know who all really want, you know what I'm saying, who all going to cop it. So I think I'm going to put something out there for pre-orders and see how many, you know what I'm saying, how many people actually want to make it happen. And then I'll go ahead and do that.
I want a hard copy. Yeah. You know, ain't nothing like having a hard copy to bump in the CD.
Yeah,
they
want, you know. Yeah, talk.
We need
I will get the download, but I do want my physical hard copy.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. If I make this hard copy situation happen, I think I'm throw some bonus joints on there, you know what I'm saying, to make it sweeter.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yo, E.C. Hiller from Chicago, he just released Seed Stems and Gems. It was limited edition, physical only. He didn't even put it out digitally. 300 copies of the CD, 50 copies of the cassette, all numbered. And that shit sold, man. $30 a pop.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So all of it. So there's still people out there, you know what I'm saying, that want that physical. It's just a matter of, you know,
that's all I need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely going out there. But I'll tell you what, we got one more banger out that I'm going to come back and I want to give you the floor. Man, this Scarface Al shit, man. Why don't you intro this one for us, brother?
This really, when I listen to this song, I feel like I'm in the 90s. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a young dude. That Scarface ass shit, man. This is what this is, and this is the name of the song, Scarface ass shit, straight Memphis shit to the core. I'm gonna let you hit it for him one good time. Scarface ass shit off the new mixtape, Sinister Funk Resurrected.
It's Al Capone, Al Capizzi, over. Al shit, this that Scarface Al shit. Ghetto born, got it, raised, ride or die on a bitch. Al shit, this that Scarface Al shit. Hand up on a pistol grip, twitching like a lunatic. Al shit, this that Scarface Al shit. Ghetto born, got it, raised, ride or die on a bitch. Al shit, this that Scarface Al shit. Al shit. This Scarface Al shit. Pulling that gat, watching my back, hand up on the pistol grip. Yeah. Paranoid like I was on the track, making that crack cocaine flip. Yeah. Stomach still a rumbling, hungry like the early days. Yeah. Handling my business no matter what, never let a hater get in the way. Busting at my enemies, taking them out but lyrically. Yeah. They tried to do me in, but fucked up when they did not finish me. Yeah. On my Scarface Al shit, that I don't give a fuck shit. Yeah. Ghetto born.
Friday, yeah, 26th is Friday. My bad, today's 24th.
Nah, you good.
Man, Hal, before you go, brother, I want to give you the floor, you know what I'm saying, man, give them all your info and let them know what you got coming up as far as shows and whatnot. You got the floor, brother.
Man, I think the main thing is go to AlCaponeMemphis.com. If you're listening, go to AlCaponeMemphis.com. And Capone with K, if you don't know. Most people that know me know I spell Capone with a K. But if there's anybody that's listening that don't know, it's Al Capone with a K, AlKatone, Memphis.com. Go there. You can see, any show that's coming up. I try to keep, most things that's going on with me, you might get a blast from the past about a few things, and so just check that out. And you can always check me out on Instagram and Twitter, Al Capone Memphis. So holler at me there if you want to know what's going on currently. I'm not on social media as much as I should, but I try to do what I can, to stay, let people know I'm still here. I'm not as fluent as I should be, but it's definitely enough on there where you can kind of check out and see what I got going on. Other than that, man, check get the mixtape this Friday. Sinister Funk Resurrected, new Al Capone mixtape this Friday, livemixtapes.com, indiemixtapes.com. Check it out. And then after Friday, I'm going to definitely put it up on pretty much everything else. I just kind of wanted to go through live mixtapes first. But, yeah, after that, I'm gonna hit you with – I'm going to hit all the other, iTunes and everywhere else you can get music at. I'm gonna make sure I have it up for that. And now that I'm hearing about these physical copies, I'm going to get an idea of, like I said, I'm going to do a pre-order to see how many people want them. And you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do some physical copies for the people that want them.
Hell yeah, man. Definitely. Man, thank you again for coming on the show, Al. Always an honor. And you take care of yourself and you be safe on the road, fam.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate all the love and everything, man. Hey, I got to say this too, man. Now, we've been on the bus all day traveling from Memphis to North Carolina, and I literally just realized when I finally – well, first and foremost, I was calling you at 7 o'clock because I was thinking I was calling you at 8 o'clock, but I forgot that the time changed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, man, I don't know what's going on. So I had kind of gave up. I'm like, man, I don't think she's shaking. Something ain't right. And then I finally, my girl told me that the time changed. I'm like, oh, shit. So that was right around the time you was reaching out to me. Well, I think I thought you asked me for a number, and that's when I gave you the number. And I'm saying all that to say that by the time I realized we was going to make everything happen and I had shit in order, I realized that I had not posted up that I was going to be doing this interview with you. I'm kind of pissed about it now. So, next time we do an interview, man, I'm going to make absolutely sure.
Yeah. No, it's all good, Al. It's all good. We'll, we're going to throw it up on the site tonight, and, man, we'll post it around, man. We'll tag you in it, and, let everybody check it out. There forever. You're in hard times forever, homie.
Say no more. I just wanted to make sure, I keep it 100, man. I'm like, damn, man, I ain't fucking posted down interview. I'm slipping like a motherfucker.
It's all good, brother. It's all good. And, thank you. Anytime, I ever done something in this game, I want to thank you because you've always been supportive and you've been right there, man. I really appreciate you, Al. Real talk.
Oh, yeah. I know. And then at some point, you got something that's going to knock people over the head once you get everybody, all your ducks in line, and I'm going to be a part of that as well. So, you know what I'm saying? I know the people going to be, when they hear it, they're going to be like, damn.
Fuck the lamestream. You already know. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay,
we honored to have you on there. You know what I'm saying? I'll just let the cat out the bag. You, so far, you, Gangsta Nip, Gangsta Pat. Let's see, who else we got? Oh, Mr. Servine. We got a few of them. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't a project without Al Capone, man. Real talk.
Thank you, bro. Say no more, man. It's a done deal. I much love to hear about it, man. Oh, the homie from France. Is he still on? Or y'all be gone?
Yeah, he's on.
Yeah, I'm there.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Question.
Yes, sir.
If I wanted to do some type of release party out there, where would I do that at?
Oh, in Paris. Paris, France.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, hey, you follow me on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram too. I have you, yes. And on Facebook too.
All right, follow me on Instagram. DM me and let me know where I need to do a release. Where at in Paris, France, I should do a release party. Just DM me and then I take it from there.
Yeah, for clubs and all that. Yes, of course. I can tell you. Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay, man. I appreciate it, my homie from Jackson, Mississippi. Much love to you.
Oh, ain't nothing but loud,
yeah,
loud to- all day long. Just keep doing what you're doing, bro. When you need me, I'm here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what's up for Shelly Braxton?
All right, y'all take it easy, man.
Indeed.
Peace out.
How about you?
Y'all ready for this? 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 Y'all ready for this?
The nigga cheap and hate, the nigga.